You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. A new type of treatment for breast cancer could greatly reduce the amount of and side effects from radiation therapy. WAER's Chris Bolt reports Upstate Cancer Center is trying to make more doctors and patients aware of the option.
Cindy Stager of Tully underwent treatment for cancer 6 years ago, involving numerous visits and invasive medical techniques.
They put the shunt in, or port, whichever they call it, and I drove back and forth twice a day for a week, and it was tiring.
She describes a normal recovery, but unfortunately cancer returned. However, Stager was able to be treated by a new therapy a few weeks ago that included a lump removal and radiation all in one day. Could that really be effective?
I wasn't really concerned about that. I think, you know, with cancer research and study, they're getting better all the time, and they're finding out that less sometimes is better, and it doesn't do the damage to, you know, the heart, the lungs, and other organs.
She was out of surgery by afternoon and back to normal life activities after just a week of recovery. Dr. Lisa Lai says the intraoperative radiation therapy moves from a lumpectomy to radiation treatment all in the same visit.
You know, the benefit of this is that it controls the tumor at the site where it was, decreases the chance that it's coming back again. That's what radiation is doing. But it's also saving a lot of healthy tissue from radiation treatment.
Lai acknowledges that this is a new technique, but says it's gone through clinical trials with thousands of patients. Upstate officials say it's the only program in the state to offer the one-day therapy outside New York City, and Dr. Lai expects people to travel from outside the area to receive it. There are restrictions on who is a good candidate, but she's hopeful it can be effective and much less invasive or difficult for a large portion of those diagnosed with breast cancer. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, WAER.org.